I've always been enthralled with space and flight. And in Hazleton, I lived a half mile away from the Hazleton Airport, and I used to go there just to watch the planes coming in and taking off. They also had people that parachuted, and I watched them come down, and one actually landed in our backyard one time. And later on, I took flight lessons when I was in high school, but the price got too much and I didn't finish. It's one regret I have in my life that I never finished those flight lessons. And later, as the Apollo space program developed, I watched every mission on my black and white TV. I watched first man going into space, our first United States person, first American going around the globe. I watched basically the whole Apollo program, and then I watched the shuttle program, which astounds me today, how they can have a glider, come back from space without any motors and land on an airport. There's no going around. You either land there or you're in trouble. And later on, I watched Skylab and I watched the space station. I also watched the Hubble spacecraft opened up the universe to us, and we saw the vision of the universe we never saw. Until most recently. That was Artemis 2. And if you haven't seen it, there's a picture they took when they went on the far side of the moon, the furthest man has ever gone in space. And they took a picture. And up front, in the foreground, in the front ground, was the moon. And in the background was the Earth. The beautiful Earth just hanging there in the universe with all its glory and its light. And one of the astronauts said, I was impressed not only with that, but with the blackness around the Earth. My friend, something happened on that trip. Something not only scientifical, but spiritually. Because all the four astronauts, when they came back at the press conference, did not hesitate to talk about the spiritual moment that they had in that space flight. And one particularly, listen to these words. Astronaut Ryan Wiseman, commander of the NASA recent Artemis II mission, said that although he's not religious, he's actually an atheist, broke down in tears when he saw the cross shortly after getting back to Earth. And Wiseman explained, during the press conference that he had, other members of the crew had not yet had time to process everything they experienced during the historic trip around the moon. Quote, my brothers and sisters, I am not a religious person, but there was just no other avenue for me to explain anything. So I asked for the chaplain on the Navy ship to come visit us for a minute, Wiseman said. And when the man walked in, I saw the cross on his collar and broke down in tears, Wiseman admitted. It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through, Wiseman said. And when the sun eclipsed the moon, he turned to his roommate, Victor Glover, and said, I don't think humanity has evolved to the point being able to comprehend what we're looking at right now. It was outer world, it was amazing. Something happened in space with those four astronauts. Something's happening also across this country. Maybe you're not aware of it, but the people are joining the Catholic Church in great numbers. Just as Father before Mass, we have between 17 and 20 people entering the church through this church, St. Clement. And this article appeared in the paper on Thursday in the Daniel News. It's quoted saying, Harrisburg is one of the fastest growing dioceses in the country. The Johnstown Altoona Diocese saw an 84% spike in unbaptized people becoming Catholic at Easter, the fifth largest spike in the nation, according to the survey. Harrisburg, 88 parishes across 15 counties, including all four Valley counties, is just behind them, with six nationally, with a 77% increase. People are trying to find answers to big questions. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What do I do with my suffering? Something's happening here, my brothers and sisters. Especially among the youth who are coming to the church to find meaning in life. And Jesus said in today's gospel, which is the wonderful gospel of Emmaus, they did not see him. They did not recognize him. But with the breaking of the bread, their eyes were opened. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is in the universe. He's in this world. He's with you today. All you have to do is open your eyes to the presence of Christ in your life. Especially when you come up today at communion, when Father breaks the bread and the host. Really think that Jesus has opened your eyes to his presence in this world. He is present to you. Some of you may remember the song by Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth. I won't sing it. Captain probably could do a great job on it, but I won't sing it. I remember the tune here. It says, it's time to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down.